This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run a business called the Natural History Center. We do nature and adventure tours in Acadia, down East Maine, and beyond. So this stream here, coming in, I saw wood ducks. I think you said you saw wood ducks there too.
Yeah.
And I see them here all the time the last few years, especially since that beaver dam went in and really flooded this a little bit. I can see why, if you're a wood duck, you'd like this. It's got a little bit of depth to it. It's in the woods. There are a lot of dead trees with cavities that would make good potential nest cavities.
Yeah, so they're a tree nesting species in a cavity once again.
Yes. And they like their holes to be up a bit higher. And I've seen them as low as about 8 feet, but generally it seems like when I found wood duck cavities, they're always up in the like 20 to 40 foot range. There we go. I'm hearing another one. Yeah, so one came out and flew away, and there was another one that was calling from.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it? No, it's mallard.
I'm not sure I've heard that call from them before. Is it an alarm call?
I think so. And, you know, as you know, birds make so many different vocalizations. You know, the songbirds have a song, often have a secondary song, maybe a tertiary song. They've got alarm calls and flight calls and contact calls and all kinds of vocalizations. And a lot of it, I think we kind of presumptively give it a label. Oh, that's an alarm call. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't always know. And the way it's kind of hidden out of sight, I'm sure it knows we're here. And it's a little alarmed, but at the same time, it says, well, I'm really good habitat here. I'm feeding. I don't want to leave, but you guys get too much closer, I will. And the wood ducks are, I think, maybe the most beautiful bird in this area.
And they're very skittish around people.
Yeah, they really are.
Which does get us into talking about the ethics of birding, where, you know, yeah, we could walk up right to where they are and flush them out of there. But as you mentioned, they're feeding. They've got a routine. They're trying to live their life.
Yeah.
And so we're at a distance. Mostly we can't see them. We can hear them.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm just happy knowing it's there and hearing it.
Yeah, in a sense, if we walk up there, we know what's going to happen. They're going to flush out and leave. And if we stay here, we have a chance of learning something.
Yeah.
At a distance.
Sometimes I carry my camera on a long lens, and I'm not one of those photographers that have to get really close and fill the frame with the bird. I'm happy being like we are, you know, several hundred feet away and just observing the bird with my binoculars. We know that it knows we're here, but it's still going about its business, so it's not too alarmed yet. Those dogs might distract it.
Yeah, gonna pay attention to the dogs now more.
Is there three or four there?
Yeah.
Got at least four. Six of them. Plus that one that we saw fly out when we first got here. So seven total.
Yeah, so I think they were freaked by the dogs.
Yeah.
And they started coming downstream closer to us, and we're like, well, we might not want to get too close to them.
Yeah.
So they decided to fly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have to fly very far because there's so much open water in this wetland complex. They'll find a place to go hang out. And that's, you know, I've been thinking about when you said that at one point wood ducks were thought to be a threatened species in Maine and maybe even becoming extirpated in Maine. And that, you know, you said that Orrin Knight mentions that in his Birds of Maine, which was came out in, what, 1908?
Yeah.
And that was a point when Maine was at, if I recall, maybe its least forested state because of logging. And so all that logging clear out potential nest habitat for the birds, hence pushing the birds away.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.